including the Fourth Ward will be on the ballot as well. We'll have two candidates. We talked with Jessica Peterson-White yesterday. She is the incumbent in the Fourth Ward. Now we're talking to her challenger. John Dennison sits in with us. Good morning, John. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
All right. For those of you, for those of our listeners that are unfamiliar with who John Dennison is, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from Northfield. I served on the council previously about 10 years ago for 4 years. It happened to be the 4th Ward, but the 4th Ward has since redistricted a few years ago. But I'm still in the 4th Ward, and I feel my voice has been missing from council debate, and I feel I have an important voice to add. So I got back in the race and figured I'd see if I could shake it up a bit.
All right. Let's talk about some of the issues that are close to you. We were kind of going through a few things on the air. First of all, I guess we're going to talk about taxes because that's kind of the first thing you brought up. Let's talk about that and your thoughts.
This council, over the last 2 years, I've noticed they seem to not have found an idea they don't want to fund. They don't know how to close a checkbook. They raised the property tax levy. I believe it was 7.5% last year, or 8% last year, and I think they're proposing 7.5% increase again for this year. On top of if the hockey arena referendum passes, that's the equivalent to what they're proposing as a property tax increase, and then you've got what the school board's doing on top of that and what the county's on top of that. It just seems to never end with this council. And when they are confronted with the checkbook and the numbers and how are they funding things, their big excuse is, well, we don't have representation at the federal or the state level, so they don't feel they're getting enough funding there, so they use that as an excuse for raising local taxes. When I was on the council 10 years ago, I don't recall ever raising the levy more than 0.5%. I was stunned when they did 7.5% last year. It was just appalling. I don't think that's ever happened in the history of Northfield. And I can't walk downtown Northfield without a business owner or a resident saying they can no longer afford this council. It's out of control, and someone has to say enough.
Once again, John Dennison is with us, a candidate for the 4th Ward Council seat. John, you have not been on the council for a number of years now, but I know that you keep up with what's going on the council. Let's talk, when we're talking about the spending, are there some specific issues that you've seen over the course of the last few years that concern you as far as the spending goes?
I just feel that the council doesn't really take a comprehensive look at the budget. I know the current councilors will say they've got to raise taxes to salaries. Seems to be their big thing right now is to make Northfield a competitive city for employees to come and work here. But are they really looking at the budget and saying, what can we live without? They did a redesign of Division Street that seems to, I don't think I've talked to a single person that seems to think it's worked out the way the council has sold them that it would. They just seem to get an idea presented to them and they go, okay, let's do it this way. They don't really think things through and think long term. They talk about, well, we've got this great comprehensive plan and we're planning this and we're planning that, but it sounds like a lot of lip service to me, and that when it comes down to it, they nickel and dime everything. They don't really look at the small things. They'll fund something for $30,000, or they'll fund something for $40,000, and it's in the big picture of the $10 million plus budget of Northfield, that doesn't seem like a lot. But when you're just doing it and without really thinking of the long-term ramifications, those constant $30,000 decisions add up, and then they end up having to raise the property tax levy to pay for a $100,000 police officer or two of them or whatever, because it just sounds good. But in the meantime, what have they funded that maybe we could have done without or put off or funded in a different way or thought about differently. They just keep spending, and it never ends with this council.
Once again, John Dedison is sitting in with us. He is a candidate for the 4th Ward. Let's move away from the budget and talk about some of the other issues are things like, you know, the economic development, are the city services what they should be? Is there anything, any concerns, major concerns for you that you might champion a different approach or direction for?
Northfield, I've lived in Northfield my whole life, 40-plus years. And Northfield is a great community to raise kids. I had a wonderful childhood, for the most part, but it's always been a education-centric town. And things change. Our culture changes. Opportunities change. And I work in healthcare, and healthcare is the biggest issue in the election period, no matter what race you're in. Healthcare is paramount in everybody's mind. I was a big proponent, and I went to the council to speak very favorably of the nursing center, assisted living center they're building as an amenity to our hospital in the northern section of town. That's a great opportunity for Northfield. I think the future for Northfield could be healthcare. We seem to be ideally, in my mind, situated between Rochester, which has the Mayo, and the Twin Cities, which has Abbott and HCMC. We seem to be at a good halfway mark, and we could grow a healthcare component to Northfield that I really think could maybe not exactly rival those two awesome institutions, but could definitely be a bridge between them and add to Northfield's character and Northfield's amenities. And I think that's just a great growth opportunity that really isn't being looked at like I view it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how else to explain it, but it's sitting there. And I think we should just take advantage of it and look at what other opportunities we might have to attract things that would work well in that area, mm-hmm. in that vein.
Now, the city has put on the ballot this year's city council is a new ice arena. The Cannon River Civic Center is how it's being built at this point. And it's built on a piece of property that was donated by the Gleason family, kind of on the southwestern portions of town near Dundas, is where that will be built on if voted yes on. Do you support a facility like that? Maybe some, you know, the infill, the economic development, sports tourism. Talk about that part a little bit.
Well, the piece of land that has been so-called donated, mm-hmm. Was also being considered for a movie theater about a decade or five mm-hmm. years ago before they chose to go into the old Kmart. Again, things change. Things are in flux, but it was proposed for any idea. It's bedrock by the river, prone to flooding. There's not a lot you can do with that land.
Mm-hmm.
So they propose it for a hockey arena. Now if I was on the council, I definitely would have proposed to let the voters decide whether or not this should be a core government service,
mm-hmm.
or should be funded by the city. That's all fine and dandy. What I don't think the councilors are willing to talk about, and I've talked to the residents in town that are very concerned about this, is what happens next. What happens if the referendum passes, the question is answered, it's a done deal, it moves forward, the people have spoken, that's that. What if it fails? The council, in my opinion, don't seem to be willing or able to address that question. I've talked to residents in town that are very concerned that the arena is a done deal, that even if the referendum fails, the council is going to find some way to justify it and or fund it. And I don't think that's necessarily the right choice. Now, do I necessarily think the idea of the arena is dead just because the referendum fails? Not necessarily, but I think that has to be taken into consideration. As the people have spoken, they don't want that kind of funding dedicated to it. You have to come up with another solution. Similar to the Y. I've had people mention the Y was primarily funded by private donations. There is a private donation component to the hockey arena, and yet I don't hear a lot about it. I don't see the advertising or the big giant public push like when the YMCA proposed to come into town. There is a huge coalition built. They raised their money, and now it exists right behind Target. That is missing from this hockey arena discussion. I don't hear it. I don't see it.
Once again, John Dennison, who is a candidate for 4th Ward. His opponent, Jessica Peterson-White, was in with us yesterday, and that interview is available on our website, kymnradio.net, as will John's when we get done here. John, is there anything else that you would like to pass along to the voters on why people should vote John Dennison in Ward 4?
Like I said, I believe I bring a interesting and unique perspective to government debate locally. I was born and raised in Northfield. I've lived here all my life. Not only do I have a vision for the Northfield I would like to live in, but I know where it's been. And I know what blue collar Joe Blow, my next door neighbors, really, really seem to enjoy in Northfield. Not the colleges are a wonderful amenity, but we can't just be focused on that. Those residents come and go. They bring a valuable voice and a valuable perspective to Northfield, and that's great to have. But we need to have a little more stability and a little more. I'm missing the word, but
All right.
History is important, and I love Northfield, and I want to see Northfield benefit everyone, and not just these transient residents that come to town and bring a value perspective, but then they're gone. They make Northfield in their image, and then they're gone. Northfield is a stronger town than that. And I believe I can bring that perspective to the council.
All right. John, we want to thank you for coming in today. We certainly appreciate that. Best of luck in your candidacy. Once again, everybody get out there and vote. John is in for Ward 4. You'll find him on the ballot along with Jessica Peterson-White, and this interview will be available online. So, John, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
John Dennison.